I'd like to invite the following people to join me for lunch.
I think we should share an awesome blossom. What do you say? They are awesome.
Order!
Cheeseburger, please!
Get off, Napoleon. Make yourself a dang quesadilla.
And I'll have the number 8. That's a party platter. It serves 12 people. I know what I'm about, son.
This burrito is delicious, but it is filling.
Okay, I'll have the linguine, red sauce on the side. If the sauce does not come on the side, I will send it back.
Can I take your order?
It's time for the Lunch Rush, the latest and greatest in sports news. Here's Brady Hall.
All right, welcome back in Lunch Rush. You could maybe you're doing a cookout tonight. Gearing up for the big 6:37 tip off. You know what goes well with that? Our game beer of the week from On the Rocks Liquor, from Dry Dock Apricot. Check it out at On the Rocks Liquor. No tastings this week. All right, first story of the day. Let's get to it. How about this referee story? Eric Lewis, NBA official, will not work NBA Finals amid investigation. Basically, they're trying to determine whether he used a Twitter account to defend himself and other, like a fake, well, whatever it is. A burner account. Is that what you call it? A burner account? To defend some of the calls that he and his crew were making. Here's what the NBA said. The NBA spokesperson Mike Bass said Thursday, regarding Eric Lewis and the social media posts, we are continuing to review the matter, and he will not be working the finals. You hear a lot of these stories. Kevin Durant's been known to come up with a burner account to defend himself. I had heard a rumor that former head coach Steve Adazio, not him exactly, but for CSU, and some of his staffers would create burner accounts and go on and defend the decisions of the coach and blah, 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 blah. Not a good idea. When you're in that kind of a limelight, you're going to get found out. But they have not revealed it. Is that bad of a deal, though? Is that big? Like, you're suspended from doing the finals because you created a fake Twitter account so that your feelings don't get hurt and you can go and respond and say, well, actually, this is why they called that. Is that big of a deal?
Yeah.
I guess it's kind of fraud.
I mean, I get it. You're defending yourself, but you're also the occupation you have. You're expected to hold a certain level of neutrality.
Mm.
And getting on Twitter and defending yourself, it's a little weird.
Yeah.
I'm more interested in how they figured this out. Because, like, I may or may not have a burner account somewhere.
Oh, you have a burner account?
Things. I don't know.
Do you? Who is it? What is it?
I can't tell you. It defeats the purpose.
Can you tell me later?
No.
Is it negative? Is it mean?
No.
Are you mean?
It's kind of like a little troll that just pops up in different sports teams and players and just says funny things.
No, I want to go chat. Can I? I want to find this account.
It's a random name.
Oh, man.
No picture.
I would love to find that account someday. There's already rumors swirling that Tom Brady could be coming back, maybe.
Oh,
maybe so.
Oh,
Troy Aikman said, yeah, I wouldn't rule that out. He could very well be back. However, Tom Brady said he's certain he's not playing again. According to Sports Illustrated, I've tried to make that clear, and I hate to continue to profess that because I've already told people that lots of times. Do you buy it?
I don't know. Now that he's a minority owner for the Raiders,
all it's going to take is Jimmy G to struggle.
That, and he would have to have the owner's vote on if he could play.
Could you see Jimmy G not playing well, gets hurt, whatever, surprise, and then this thing ramps up, and we really start talking about Tommy Bones coming back into the league?
No, I don't think that's realistic. I think if that happens,
it's a movie right there.
They are moving to tank for Caleb Williams.
Probably the better bet there.
The truth
but
is, you need a quarterback that you can compete in the division with.
You know, Josh McDaniels loves him some Tommy Bones. You know that would be
a
discussion.
Go away.
Maybe you can look this one up, Angel. McClain, I want to see someone's top 10 NBA players of all time that were second rounders or undrafted. Who knows who number one would be? Well, that would be Nikola Jokic, right? Who was a second rounder. That's something to dig into. That could be fun. That could be a fun little side project. Monty Williams to be the head coach of the Detroit Pistons. He signs a record 6-year deal. How about that? For $78.5 million. Woo! Is that too much for Monty Williams? My goodness. That's a lot of cheese for... I mean, I still think it was a mistake to fire him.
What in this current trend of NBA impatience with coaches, is giving them a lot of money really mean all that much?
I guess not, because you got to look at what the guarantee is. But six-year deal. You're talking about how impatient we are, and you sign him to a six-year deal? I mean, if you fire him,
of all places.
Yeah, if you fire him, then yeah,
don't worry,
you
guys. We're
going to
get this rebuild right.
Yeah.
In 20 years.
I still don't know that the Suns should have fired him. I didn't look at that and say that he was the issue. I mean, I know
Unless
Phoenix
there was
fans,
something with the players, but
maybe he didn't click with Devin Booker. Could be the only thing I was thinking, but that's okay. Well, there we go. What have we seen so far? Doc Rivers is out with Philly. He's not landed yet, right?
No.
You got Nick Nurse in Philly now. You got Monty Williams. With Detroit. Wasn't there one more?
Budenholzer, whoever?
Oh, he's out.
He's out of Milwaukee.
Yeah.
He's still looking.
Has Milwaukee figured theirs out yet?
I don't think so. Giannis is out doing a Euro tour or whatever, so.
Maybe Giannis is
not focused right now.
Maybe he's trying to find somebody out there. Who knows? So, that's interesting news. Just a little finals news here. Miami, I love this. You know? Eric Spoelstra said, we're going to have all five guys, man. All five guys try to slow down and guard Nikola Jokic. Well, then four other guys are going to be wide open, Angel.
Are they just going to play five?
I think so. All right. Butler added to that, and he said, guarding him as a team with all five guys, he does everything so well, and we're going to have to be in the gaps. We're going to have to gang rebound. We can't have defensive lapses. We're just going to have to get after it. I think at the end of the day, he's a major key, and we're going to have to lock in. As DJ Khaled would say, he's a major key, and we're going to have to lock in. I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
DJ Khaled just says stupid things.
What does he do? DJ stuff? Do you like do weddings and stuff?
No, he's an artist.
He's a real guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
He did that. All I do is win.
That song. Yeah. Okay.
He's a big Miami guy big South Florida guy.
Okay. Will he be there tonight?
Probably not here.
He'll be there.
He'll
game
be in Miami for sure.
Game three.
You will see more celebrities in Miami than Denver.
Well, we've got the South Park guys, and we've got Peyton Manning. Well,
what
Sean
Broncos,
Payton.
I was going to say, what Broncos are going to show up?
Yeah, that's a good one. That's another prop bet. Sean Payton going to be there tonight? They're in the middle of OTAs, though. It's very serious stuff there.
Any ABS players showing up? See the roommates?
Maybe. You know, Bruce Brown would always hook it up and go see the ABS play, so.
I think it's going to be cool just to see and imagine who's going to show up for this, because we've talked about it. This is a championship run for all of us.
Yeah, I mean, past Nuggets, past coaches, fans, diehard fans, media people that have followed this team forever. I mean, yeah, it does. It feels like you've all got your... This is what a championship team does.
Everyone can kind of have a little piece of it.
Yeah, I think that's an awesome... That's the beautiful part about sports. But do you think this is going to... You kind of feel like this might be like the Lakers series, where... The Nuggets win the series by four or five games, but they're all fairly competitive, maybe? Or are you changing
that more
on that
for
a little bit?
Like the middle games, like maybe a game two and game three, I will see those are going to be more competitive just because you're making more adjustments and then going on the road. I could see it. Just the Nuggets are the better, like, as we said, the Nuggets are a better team on paper than the Miami Heat. It's just a matter of, can you keep your focus and not get overconfident about yourselves?
Right.
And I don't feel like you're getting that vibe from this team. They feel very locked in and focused, but also loose in that we know we should be here. This isn't a fluke. This isn't we got lucky. This is we've worked for it. We're here. Now we have to finish it.
I know you don't care about the narrative of the road that the Nuggets took, it was easier, whatever, blah, 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 blah. And then there's also the narrative that even if the Nuggets win, it'll still be talked about as, well, yeah, but it was a weird year in the NBA. Is there a part of you, though, that says you kind of want that to shut up, that stuff to be done? And if so, wouldn't that mean Denver needs to absolutely annihilate Miami in this series? And if that happens, then you shut a lot of that stuff up. Like, if they go out, win by 20 tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I just looked at Denver and or Nuggets in six is trending on Twitter, if you just want a real basic idea of what the world thinks. Yeah, you have to show that you are the best team in the NBA. Miami is a challenging opponent, but you have been in the driver's seat, not only for the West, but possibly for the league since December. Not a lot of people are talking. We're talking about you now. They're turning on the TV and looking, and they're watching videos and interviews, and they're seeing it. Okay, I see little bits of this Jokic guy and this Murray guy is pretty good. Well, here you go. Here's your test.
Now, a championship is great no matter what, obviously.
Absolutely.
But there is, yeah. For me, it's like, hey, if you want that narrative to not be going with you all offseason, sweep Miami.
You want the narrative next season to be, can the Nuggets repeat?
And they were dominant. They were dominant in the playoffs. They lost, I mean, what did the Avs lose? Four when they won the cup last year?
Like the hype that the Warriors got.
If four, then yeah, we're talking about dominant.
In like 2014 when the Warriors won their first title, and you start thinking, oh my gosh, this Curry, Thompson, Green trio, they're going to win a lot of championships.
And they won quite a few. They got KD in the mix, but they did win quite a few.
This Nuggets team feels like a weird mashup of like the 2014-15 Warriors and like the 2003 Spurs.
A lot of Spurs comparisons I see. I see more there because with Golden State, the Nuggets are good at they're good three-point shooters. They really are. But they're not like
they're the best
what we've
in the playoffs.
Seen with Clay and Steph, what we've seen with them at in their prime. We aren't seeing that. Nuggets do feel more like that Spurs kind of group there. Coming back, I want to talk about this story from Ramona Shelburne. We all know her. ESPN senior writer, covers all things NBA. She's not one of them that has admitted to not watching Nikola Jokic. She put together a very lengthy story about how Nikola Jokic and his transformation began back in the winter of 2018. That was right around the time, later on in the spring, the Nuggets were eliminated. They were eliminated from the playoff contention. They needed to beat Minnesota to get in, and they lost Jimmy Butler's team to Minnesota. He was on that roster, and they lost that game, and that knocked the Nuggets officially out of the playoffs. That was where things might have changed. Let's talk about that. 18 minutes after the hour, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy and Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Hear local coaches, players, and more with Coach Speak. Weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
There's another memorable nugget that introed in there. Earl Boykins. How can we forget Earl, man? That was a heck of a nugget. A lot of great players, good players over the years. Some great, mostly good. Not mostly good. Some great players, several good players, and a lot of just guys. Earl Boykins was a good player. He wasn't just a guy. He's a memorable nugget for sure. Ramona Shelburne, ESPN senior writer. I got to say, I love this story. She put this story together, and I read it this morning. The headline is "A Car Ride and a Game 7 Loss That Activated Nikola Jokic into an MVP." We all kind of know Nikola Jokic has a great relationship with strength and conditioning coach for the Nuggets, Philippe Eichenberger, and what he was able to do, not just with this team, but with Nikola Jokic specifically. It was him, it was Philippe, that put the MVP idea into Nikola Jokic's head. This is a great story. This is where you know the power of national media. They come in and they dig into these stories. I hadn't heard this story before from any of the local outlets. I knew he respected him. I knew he loved his strength and conditioning coach, but I didn't know this story. And so that's where, yes, we give these national media guys a lot of crap when they don't cover our teams as much. But when they do, Angel, they dig in. And that's certainly what Ramona did on this story. She says it was back in 2018. It was it was the winter of 2019, excuse me. The Nuggets were shortly, as we talked about, they lost to Minnesota in a regular season game later in 2018, and they didn't make the playoffs. They needed one more win to get in, couldn't get there. I think they won 46 games that year. I think they were 40, I don't remember what the record was, 46. No, I don't remember the record. I can't recall. But they lost to Minnesota, didn't make it in. And that was when Felipe, basically in a car ride, because they drove to and from the airport quite a bit together, basically said, you can be the MVP in this league. You know, there's a few things you got to do, but you can be the MVP. He said that Nikola Jokic got mad at him. And he got heated. And he said, "That there's the quote, that's not the player I am. I pass more than I score. I'm not selfish. That's not me." And he got mad about it. And Felipe said, no, I mean, he was upset. It touched a nerve. It was uncomfortable. But then it stopped. Joker kind of calmed down and basically said, well, what do I got to do? I mean, like, okay, let's go. If that's what it's going to take for us to win a title, then let's go do it. I will become the freaking MVP or whatever we got to do. Make it look like that. So I loved that side of it. There's some other stories in here that I didn't know. I talk a lot about the Yusuf Nurkic days and the Nikola Jokic days. And when Nurkic left, there was bad blood, it felt like, because when the Trailblazers eliminated the Nuggets in seven a few years ago, Nurkic looked at the bench and said, enjoy your vacation. And you know, a lot of times, guys trash talk, man. That's what this is. They talk. It doesn't always mean anything. I guess Nurk and Joker still have a great relationship. When Joker started to rise to that starting role spot, And the Nuggets experimented with Joker at, I think they experimented with Yusuf at Yusuf at five and Joker at four. Obviously, that didn't work. So then they started Joker, and Nurkic, that's when he wanted to trade. He's like, it's nothing personal. I just want to be a starter. I think I'm a starter. Did you know this? Nikola Jokic went to the coaching staff and said he wanted Nurk on the roster. And he said, I will gladly come off the bench.
Whoa.
So that Yusuf Nurkic could start because I want him here. I will come off the bench. And obviously the Nuggets brass, they were like, no, that's not going to work, man. You're the future here. Nurkic did not know that story, but he said it's not surprising. And they still talk like all the time. And he said, I'm happy. There's no bad blood there. I'm happy where I am. And I'm extremely happy with what Nikola Jokic has done there. That was a cool little story. Here's another cool one. Remember Jameer Nelson? Michael Malone loved him some Jameer Nelson. He was George Karl's Andre Miller. And they trusted him. So when Joker was a rookie, or maybe going into that, you know, throughout that rookie season, Jameer Nelson put together a little players camp. They got together. They played a lot of hoops. They did stuff. They conducted their own practices. They did paintball and all this fun stuff. And it was just kind of a bonding thing. Tim Connelly, who was, of course, the president of operations at the time for the Nuggets, called Jameer Nelson. And he said, what are you seeing out there? Anything sticking out to you? Any player sticking out to you? Who's the guy? Jameer Nelson said, the foreign kid looks really good. That's what he said. He's like, he told Tim Connelly on the phone, I don't remember what his name is. But the foreign kid looks pretty good. And he said he's just got a lot of these really great things that he does. And once he gets really comfortable in the league, he's going to get better. But that was Conley just called him. Who looks the best at this camp that you're putting on? At this little gym The foreign kid, Nelson said. I don't really know his name, but once he learns English and gets in better shape, he's going to be really good. And then Jameer Nelson talked about him now, like fast forward to this day. And he said, with Joker's transformation and what Felipe talked to him about, that shows your entire team that you are 100% dedicated to winning. Now, when Felipe said, here's what it's going to take for you to be an MVP. The biggest knock on you is your body type and all that stuff. Can you get up and down the floor and play all those minutes? Because he was gassed in that when they went 7 against Portland. He was gassed in that series.
Yeah, the story talks about it. Nuggets were up 11 points at home midway through the third quarter.
And he ran out.
And Jokic missed like 7 of his last 10 shots or something. And then after that game, the Nuggets are in the locker room, and the story says Jokic came in there and he was upset. He was emotional. He was angry that he felt like he wore down in the second half, and he felt he let the team down. And the team looked at him and said, no, you carried us here.
Yeah, but he wouldn't want to hear it. He didn't hear it. He's like, no. Something's got to change. So Felipe, they sit down and they go through a plan. Joker basically says, all right, fine. And he would send him pictures of, like, you know, world-class bodybuilders, and he's like, I want to look like this. Jokingly, of course. But they did. They cut it out because he likes to play video games, and he likes to have a few beers when he's playing video games and snacks and stuff. Cut all that out. Felipe said, when your mom comes to visit, of course, yes, have her home cooking because you love that and that's great. But Felipe said, once Joker gets it in his head, and it might take a little bit to get it in his head, but once he gets it there, it's game on. So he wouldn't even touch that food. He was like, out. I'm 100% committing to this lifestyle from now on. If I want, because I know that me being the MVP, even though I'm not comfortable with it, I know that me being that guy is going to lead this team to new heights. But it's just some fascinating stories. The Yusuf Nurkic story, that Joker wanted him on the team so badly because he loved him and he loves his teammates, that he was willing to come off the bench, even though it was Joker's time. His rise to fame had begun. You know, Jameer Nelson didn't even, he said he can't speak English, but this is the guy that's sticking out. I'm just telling you. And Nelson had a very good career. He was with the Nuggets from 15 to 18, but obviously he was in those Dwight Howard days in Orlando. So he knows his stuff. And they trusted him. And then, of course, just the overall dedication to working out and becoming built like more of an MVP.
I think what I love about this story, and we talked about it a lot last week, about separating this franchise into different sections and who is the standout for each one. This story perfectly gives you the checkpoint of when this run for the Nuggets began. It started after that Portland series.
Well, yeah, I think the real transformation started after that Portland series, but I also think that they were so pissed that they lost to Minnesota because it was that growth thing too. It was like every year Michael Malone's team got better, and then they were really close to the playoffs, missed it by one, finally got in, and they saw how good they can be, but they could be better because Joker ran out of gas and all that stuff. But
and
yeah,
that was the first time you saw Jokic, Murray, Porter together in the playoffs. And then the year after, no Murray. Year after that, no Murray and no MPJ. Or year after that was the bubble. And that's, you know, a weird playoff in its own. But then you had the Murray-MPJ 2 years. And now we're finally back with these guys healthy. And you see what this team can do when they're all together.
Yeah, no. And it's just we all kind of thought that playoff run, that first playoff stint, maybe that was the precursor to what we're seeing now. I remember being down at Media Day after that. Going into the next season after they lost to Portland in Game 7. And one of my questions to Malone was, you know, how much did that Game 7 mean to you guys as far as learning and knowing where you can go and all of that? He actually talked about Nikola Jokic. He didn't call him out, but he just said, I think it showed our guys and our leaders of our team that we can hang with anybody, but they're going to be dogfights. And you have to be very durable in these playoffs. So that Game 7 showed us a lot, that we're good enough to beat anybody, but can we outlast anybody? And I think that resonated with the Joker, and he put the work in. So Chris Dempsey, I love this guy to death with Altitude, but you know, I remember when Joker lost all that weight, and the national media was saying, yeah, he looks like he lost like 20 to 30 pounds or 40 pounds. You know, our boy Dempsey was like, no way, that's not true. Well, in this article, they say, she says, that's what Joker and Philippe are telling her. He lost 20 to 30 pounds, and he put on a handful of muscle to replace all that poundage. So maybe they're both right. Dempsey's like, yeah, he didn't lose that much. He probably lost it and then gained it in muscle. Muscle weighs more than fat, everybody knows. So maybe it wasn't, like, as far as just poundage, didn't lose 20 to 30 pounds, but he lost 20 to 30 pounds of fat and then put it on with muscle after the fact. He dedicated himself to that. He wanted to become this guy. He slowed down on some of the things that he likes to do personally. This is, we see these stories of Kyler Murray getting it in his contract that you can't play Call of Duty till 2 a.m. or whatever that was. You see guys like Paxton Lynch, who when the Broncos drafted him, he couldn't put down the Xbox. We're talking about, oh my gosh, why can't I? Ja Morant. We're talking about Ja Morant, who can't seem to put the damn gun away and the cameras away and stop flashing all this crap. Joker made a complete lifestyle change, an absolute lifestyle change. And that story, and I want to give LeBron James some credit here. Not for Joker, but this is LeBron's life, dude. He makes damn good money, so he uses that damn good money, and he gets hyperbaric chambers in his house, and he doesn't go out and get hammered all the time. He's not flashing guns all over social media. Is he political? Sure, but that doesn't change his body type. That doesn't change the player he is. The stuff we say when we say, hey, Russell Wilson lost weight, looks good, that stuff might be a joke right now, but if Russell Wilson turns around and is actually successful next year, that is going to be a story we come back to. Where the players look at that and go, this guy was dedicated to changing and not letting last year happen again. And Joker should be the poster boy for that. If you want to achieve greatness, everybody that makes it to the NBA, Angel, is ridiculously good at playing basketball. The worst player in the league right now is tremendous at basketball. He was a five-star guy at one point, probably, in some portion of his career. But it's the dedication, it's the work ethic, it's all of that that goes into it. Joker's that and more, because the selflessness that he has allows him to be even greater. The fact that he was willing to come off the bench to keep Jusuf Nurkić in Denver is phenomenal to me, because that story is always, that was a defining moment for the Nuggets. Do we go, Jusuf is the guy we want to build around, but wait. Here's this guy that Jameer Nelson's telling us that this rookie, the foreign kid who doesn't know English, is the one that's outshining everybody. He's the guy that looks like there might be something here. And then everybody talking about the Joker that grew up with him and watched him play say the same thing. Say, dude, he's doing all the same things. It's just now he's doing it at the NBA level. All the stuff that he does, the passing, the up and unders that he does, the spin moves, all of the Sombor shuffles, all these different moves. He's been doing them his whole life. Now he's just doing it at the NBA level without about 20 pounds of fat. We've replaced that with muscle. And he's the same guy. He's upgraded his game. And he took dedication to another level, though he barely talks about it. And he got this awesome story at the Players Tribune with Jeff Green, too. I mean, that is powerful, a powerful piece. I strongly recommend you guys check that out. We don't have a lot of time here, but he goes on to talk about the lull in between and how there's nothing on. I mean, dude, Jeff Green is basically saying what all of us have been feeling. Hey, there's baseball on, but baseball in May and June? Really? Come on, we want to get to the finals here. And Green talked about spending time with his kids, and he's bragging about his kids a little bit. It just made me appreciate Uncle Jeff a little bit more. 38 minutes after the hour, we're ready to get fired up. It all started May 1st. When was the first playoff game? In April. Angel put together a piece about this gold mining thing. And I loved kind of the background of all of this. And now we're here. It's been a long journey from game one against the Minnesota Timberwolves to game one against the Miami Heat. Let's get you fired up next, 39 minutes after the hour. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hey, Nugget fans, this is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
They say the West isn't easily conquered, that only the strongest can survive. While the Nuggets get ready to strike gold, gather round the fire here and listen to their tale. First came a pack of wild timber wolves.
Porter Jr. again.
As Murray comes up with the interception. How good has Murray been here at the start?
Jokic working quickly. Wow. Three to shoot. Murray to spin. Jokic to later puts it in.
Jokic, great touch feed to Green for the flush. Gets it in Jokic. Jokic spins and gets the roll.
Now to Bruce Brown. Right through the teeth of the defense, and he has a chance at three. Not so much in this series. Look at Jokic. Magnificent. Towns nearly the steal. Gordon gets it back, and he puts it in. Jokic, here comes the two-time MVP. Back rim, no. Jokic again, and Denver survives. And they have punched their ticket to the Western Semis.
Then came the scorching, blinding light.
Gordon open court. Murray again fills it up from the mid-range.
Jokic splash. Long rebound Murray. Foot race between the legs. Off glass.
Murray taking him to the schoolyard.
Go back to our cut ground.
Coming with some heat.
Jokic shot clock down to three. The spin, the shot, got it.
Jeff Green. Oh. Holy smokes.
More beautiful give and go.
Murray. Jokic dropping dimes. Jokic, he buries it.
Green, he's going to launch.
KCP with a titanic three.
Porter from the corner. Quick start for Booker. Porter lets it play. And he buries another triple. Murray walks it up the floor, gets it to Jokic.
Inside. No one better with the ball in his hands.
Beautifully done out of Jokic.
Contact. And he's going to shoot a free throw. Christian Brown, the interception. A foot race.
Caldwell Pope with the steal. Booker will challenge. Caldwell Pope, beautiful move and finish. Porter. Wild oh! shot. Everything's falling. Why not that one? What a pass by Jokic. And in one motion, the high-flying Gordon stuffs it. The Denver Nuggets are moving on to the conference finals for the second time in 4 years.
Finally, at the base of the mountain, sat a massive lake. One that had sank and swallowed up all the hopes and dreams of Nuggets past. But this campaign would be different.
Caldwell Pope into Jokic. A quick spin move inside for the dunk. Bruce Brown.
Well, you got the last name right as Brown throws it down.
Jokic just gets it off in time. It's up.
Oh, it's good. Of course it goes in. Jokic from downtown.
Four on the shot clock. Murray steps back. James all over. Has to hoist it up.
And knocks it in. Another circus shot goes down. Rebound knocked loose. Still loose. Porter dives on it. Davis dives on him. And Caldwell Pope comes out of the pack. Here comes Murray. Alley up to Gordon. Oh, what a play. Green drives and finishes. Oh, impressive play from a veteran.
Jokic finds Gordon. Gordon adjusts and throws it down. Murray with Davis on. He's going to have to put it up. Step back. Three-pointer.
It's good. Jamal Murray from way downtown.
Brown for three. Bruce Brown from downtown. Shot clock winding now. Puts up a three.
Bang! Jamal Murray once again from downtown.
Jokic looking. Porter gets it. Porter fires. Puts it in.
Back-to-back threes.
Jokic back to Murray. Another three-pointer.
It's good. Jamal Murray red hot.
Back to Murray. Schroeder fell down. Murray three-pointer. Puts it in. Jamal Murray part of a 9-0 run. Murray gets inside. Back to Jokic. Shot clock winding down. Jokic has to put it up. High off the
three. Oh, he knocks it down.
Jokic has to put it up. Falling away, puts it up.
Bang! Nikola Jokic! Jokic. Denver makes history. The Nuggets are going to the NBA Finals for the first time in franchise history.
Our goal is to win a championship. You enjoy the moment. You enjoy the people you're working with and go to war with every night. I want to stay hungry. I want to, you know, staying desperate and urgent and disciplined.
And now, at the peak of greatness, the Nuggets stand battle-tested and ready for their biggest challenge yet. And if a little bit of doubt creeps into your mind, remember this. Just keep digging. Hi.
That is fantastic. That gave me goosebumps, man. And I love the seven little dwarves thing, the miners, man. And that's kind of true because the Nuggets are probably only going to go two, maybe two and a half deep. So they're seven. Fantastic. Or maybe Joker, Snow White, and the rest are the seven. Well done. 12:48 the time. What did we learn today? We learned that Angel is on fire right now. No question about it. We'll wrap up the show on the other side. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Catch KFKA's own Jerry Schimmel back on the call for the Colorado Rockies, a Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Know what we learned today, because we learned a lot, but we're done learning, Angel. It's time to take what we've learned from the classroom and put it out on the floor tonight.
It's time to teach.
It's time to dig in, Denver, and take down the Miami Heat. Game one. Nuggets are 9-point favorites, according to ESPN. Dixon says, Brady, quick question. Is it too early to start pre-gaming? The pre-game, asking for a friend. Dude, it is finals day. It
starts now.
It starts whenever the hell you want it to. It
started 3 hours ago.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a couple of them since, man. No, water. It's just water. Yeah, I was hoping it was something a little stronger. But we're ready to go. Ready to rock and roll tonight. I'm not worried about this zone that Miami runs so well, because I think that the Nuggets learned a lot from the Lakers. Didn't really go zone on the Nuggets, but that what they tried to do in that series was allow a floating defender, and that guy was Anthony Davis. And I think the Nuggets will take that and learn a lot from how they played them. Gordon looked a little lost at times on the offensive side. I think they take some of that film and they can use that tonight, because I don't see a zone man-to-man. I just don't see it slowing this team down.
I don't think there's anything that this team has gone through in this playoff run that they are not prepared to handle.
Yeah.
If it's overtime, yeah. If it's a comeback, if it's a big lead that you blew and you got to finish a game, or if it's an all-out, wire-to-wire dominant performance, this team can do it.
Yeah. Bam's going to have his hands full. They got to figure something out to try to slow down the Joker. Like, if I were coaching against Nikola Jokic, I'm probably going to lose no matter what I do. So I'm just going to not double him and see if Bam can slow him down a little bit, keep him in, get him out of his comfort zone, go at him, try to get him in foul trouble. That's what I would do if I were Miami. Just go hard at Nikola Jokic. But that We've even proved that doesn't work because he's that smart of a player that can play with four fouls, five fouls late, and just back off. So Joker's going to do his thing, man. You want to look at overs tonight? Look at Joker's overs. That doesn't necessarily mean the Nuggets will win. I know Nikola Jokic is going to do his thing. So if I were Eric Spoelstra in Miami, I would say we'll guard him straight up. And we'll see just how good everybody else is around him. Dixon says, get off my boy, Gordon. Gordon has a crazy assignment tonight going up against Jimmy Butler. How will that? That's different. Jimmy Butler's different than LeBron. He's different than Kevin Durant. He's different than Anthony Edwards. Different player. So how will Aaron Gordon adjust to that tonight? Will Jamal Murray find some more consistency rather than just Murray flurries on steroids? Can we continue to see Michael Porter Jr. using not only his athletic skill set but his brain in this series? Superstar bench player in Bruce Brown could have a nice night tonight. So, man, it's time. We're here. We're going to the end of this thing. I really think it's going to be a Nuggets blowout. I think they're going to absolutely smoke Miami tonight. I like Denver in five. I can't go with the sweep. I want to go with the sweep. I just don't predict sweeps very often. I've never got one right, so I'm not going there.
I've been saying this last couple weeks. If you're going to the game, if you're going to a bar, if you're going to a friend's house, whatever you're doing to watch this game, take it all in.
Yeah.
Take it all in.
Pre-game if you want. Just remember it.
Please.
Yeah, no, I mean,
if you're going to want to tell your kids and your grandkids about this in 20 years.
You got something special going on, man. It's very special. Everybody on this roster, this coaching staff, even the DeAndre Jordans, the guys that don't play deep in these minutes, they bring that expertise, they bring that sportsmanship, they bring that leadership to this group. There's so many fascinating stories that I don't think we've scratched the surface on when it comes to Nikola Jokic and how selfless he really is. And that story outlined today in ESPN helped us a little bit more, even though we cover this guy, we follow this guy, we know a lot, we know a little about him, as much as he'll give us. But this is where it is, man. It's game one tonight. We are less than 6 hours away from the tip-off for the very first ever NBA Finals game for the Nuggets. It's at home. How fitting is that? Go nuts tonight. If you are one of those crazy rich people or whatever the hell it is, how you got tickets, and you're going to enjoy this, great. If you're going out, great. Be safe doing it. If you're going watching it at home, that's what I'll be doing. Then, all the power to you there, too. Blow the roof off the place. Let's go get the dub tonight. I like the Nuggets winning absolutely big. I don't think they have any issue covering 9 tonight. We'll see how the rest goes. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado. Go Nuggets.